For Little Friends, Talents Game. Everyone has talents. Heavenly Father wants us to enjoy our talents and the talents of others. He also wants us to use our talents to help people. Glue this page to heavy paper and cut out the cards and stack them face down. Feel free to make talent cards of your own and add them to the game. Each time you play the game, someone is chosen to be it. It pretends to be a person with a problem and tells the players about it. Each player, in turn, draws a card from the top of the pile, names the talent, and tells how that talent could be used to help it. Other players may then add their own thoughts. After each card, it tells how much or how little he or she has been helped. When all the cards have been used, if it feels much better, everyone wins. If it doesn't feel much better, you still don't lose because you tried. Note, some cards may suggest different talents to different players. End of Talents Game. Read by Sharon Cruiser.
Leprechaun Bubble Mix by Denise Kirby. 1 cup of grease-cutting dishwashing liquid. 10 cups of distilled water. 3 tablespoons of glycerin available at drugstores and green food coloring. Mix all the ingredients. Stir, don't shake, in a large bucket. Collect an assortment of large bubble wands. Hangers, colanders, spatulas, anything that has holes and can withstand being dunked in water will work. Use your imagination, then head outdoors and fill the neighborhood with leprechaun bubbles by dipping the wand in the mixture and swishing it through the air. Note, you may need assistance with this activity. FHE, Hannah, by Margaret Wimmer, based on a true story. Whosoever, therefore, shall humble himself as this little child, the same as the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verse 4. Hannah sat under the kitchen table crying softly. What's wrong, Hannah? Mama asked. I can't do anything right. Mama got under the table with her and held her close. That's not true. Yes, it is. I'm always making mistakes and having accidents. Mama thought a moment. Then she helped Hannah out from under the table. Come with me, she said. They went to the hallway mirror and looked at their reflections. Do you know what I see, Hannah? Hannah stared at her reflection. What? She asked, still sniffling. A very important person, whose love very much. Hannah smiled a little. And I see a beautiful smile, too. Daddy and I love you because you're special, just the way you are. But I can't do anything right, Hannah protested. I spill my milk. I can't tie my own shoes or button my shirt. I can't even write all of my ABCs. Hannah, you do a lot of things very well, Mama reassured her. You draw beautiful pictures of flowers and animals. You always talk kindly to our neighbor, Mrs. Green. And how could I hang the laundry on the clothesline without you, there to hand me the clothespins? You're my helper. When Hannah still didn't look convinced, Mama went to the closet and got a picture album. She led Hannah to the sofa and opened the album. Do you know who this baby is? Mama asked. Hannah smiled. That's me. She loved looking at these pictures. And what a good baby you were. You couldn't do anything for yourself yet, so Daddy and I fed you when you were hungry, washed you when you were dirty, and loved you with all our hearts. Hannah studied the picture. Mama turned several pages. This photo was taken when you were about 1. You were just beginning to walk. Did I fall a lot? Hannah asked. Yes, you did, but you always got up and tried again. Now you can run and jump and dance beautiful dances. They browsed on through the book and saw many pictures of Hannah. In each photo, she was a little older and able to do more things by herself. Everything we learn to do must be practiced over and over before we can do it well, Mama said. But remember that we will always love you, no matter what you can or can't do. Just like Heavenly Father loves us, just the way we are, Hannah remembered learning this in primary. That's right, Heavenly Father loves us, even when we're not perfect. But He also helps us grow, she added, hugging her special Hannah. All by Myself by Gail Rosenberg. I wanted to brush my teeth by myself, but the toothpaste wouldn't come out. I wanted to pour the juice by myself, but it came gushing out of the spout. I wanted to button my sweater, but the sides went every which way. So I'll try again tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow's a brand new day. End of the section for Little Friends.